Previously on Thomas and the Bible, Hosea is ordered to marry a woman, and she bears him a son, who God names for Hosea. God gets mad again at the Israelites for not worshipping him and worshipping other gods. This went on until the end of the reading. So, how are you guys? Yeah, I'm pretty good. Yeah, interesting. Okay, cool. With a Thomas Young count of 1.5 and 12 episodes until the New Testament.
Yeah, well, Harley's, thanks for the intro. Harley's title on that intro was, "Why Does the Bible Hate Us?" And yeah, I'll be honest, I'm kind of at a loss as to what the point of this part of the Bible is. It's called the Minor Prophets, and the major prophets have been pointless enough. There's nothing. So those were nothing. Minor prophets, I can only imagine. So far we've got nothing. And then, so we're going to read Hosea 10, and then we're going to be starting Joel. They're all really short, so we're going to be kind of, you know, just going straight through them, depending on, of course, on my page numbers, as always. And we're going to Joel 2, and that's Joel 2 out of 3. There's actually only 3 verses of Joel. Like, what's the point? I don't understand. It's another person that they're like, oh, yeah, this was a prophet. Definitely, he said, like, 5 things, if that. And they're like, yep, save that. Save that for eternity, that's for sure. So, and then also Harley said 12 episodes until the New Testament. I have 11. Now, I don't know if maybe he's going based off of like the last episode. But I have, as of right now, including this one, it's 11 until the New Testament. So when you finish this one, it'll be 10. We're getting really close. I can't even believe that. 10 weeks. Jeez, I'm going to get my crap together. Yeah, I plan on doing a lot more research for the New Testament because these minor prophets are just BS. And so because these minor prophets are so bad and pointless, I've got here a trusty drink. You can hear it here. I don't do this. I used to do this all the time. I don't want to. I don't do it anymore because I'm trying to, you know, it's a serious show. It's a very serious show. But in instances like this, there's nothing else you can do except drink a tasty glass of sangria. Now, this is left over from a wedding reception that we had. They made a lot. Lydia made a lot of sangria, and it's mighty tasty. Oh, man. I could chug this down instantly and would probably be really drunk just from one glass of it because it's nice and strong. So it does the job. Yeah, it's a Wednesday, I know. But, you know, I have to read the Bible. So what do you want from me? All right, Hosea 10. As soon as I start reading this, you'll start getting drunk too, because there's nothing else to do. Israel is an empty vine. He bringeth forth fruit unto himself according to the multitude of this fruit. He hath increased the altars according to the goodness of his land. They have made goodly images. Their heart is now divided. Now they shall be found faulty. He shall break down their altars. He shall spoil their images. For now they shall say, we have no king, because we feared not the Lord. What then should a king do to us? They have spoken words, swearing falsely and making covenant. Thus judgment springeth up as hemlock in the furrows of the field. How many different ways can you tell the Jews that they're not good enough? Like they're doing the wrong thing. How many different... I mean, it's not... You know, I gave the Bible way too much credit. It's not different ways. How many of the same one way can you tell the Jews that they're not cutting it? That's because that's all... I mean, we get it. Just... If you need to make another book, God, just make a book that says, see past books, read them again. I mean, because if it wasn't getting done in the past books where it was all about how bad the Israelites were, if that wasn't doing the job, what's this going to do? It's the same thing. There's no difference. Inhabitants of Samaria, shall fear because of the calves of Bethaven, for the people thereof shall mourn over it, and the priests thereof that rejoiced on it, for the glory thereof, because it is departed from it. It shall be also carried into unto Assyria for a present to King Jerob. Ephraim shall receive shame, and Israel shall be ashamed of its own counsel. As for Samaria, her king is cut off as the foam upon the water. The high places also of Avon, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. The thorn and the thistle shall come up on their altars, and they shall say to the mountains, come over us, and the hills fall on us. O Israel, thou hast sinned from the days of Gibeah. There they stood in the battle of Gibeah against the children of iniquity, did not overtake them. It is in my desire that I should chastise them, and the people shall be gathered against them, when they shall bind themselves in their two furrows. And Ephraim is an heifer that is taught and loveth to tread out of the corn, but I passed over upon her fair neck. You know, I'm glad I have you guys, you know, or do you have me? I don't know. One of us has the other to try to get through this mess, and I'm glad, because it's like a sponsor for AA, although I think that AA is kind of BS, but maybe the sponsor part of it maybe isn't. We really need to just, in times of incredible difficulty, in times of just gut-wrenching sadness and just challenge, adversity, such as what we're facing currently, having to read this, it's really important to have support, you know. It's important to have someone you can cling to. And, you know, I think we're that for each other, because this is just, what is this? I don't know. I have no idea. And Ephraim, I read that. Sow to yourselves in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground. Oh my God, sorry. Ah. For it is time to seek the Lord, till he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have plowed wickedness, ye have repeated... Oh, dear, damn it, I accidentally clicked back. Okay. You have repeated what? You have reaped iniquity. You have eaten the fruit of lies, because thou didst trust in thy way, in the multitude of thy mighty men. Therefore shall a tumult arise among thy people, and all thy fortresses shall be spoiled, as Shalman spoiled Betharbel in the day of battle. Just like that. Drinking. I encourage you to drink along today. This is nonsense. The mother was dashed in pieces upon her children. So shall Bethel do unto you because of your great wickedness. In a morning shall the king of Israel be utterly cut off. Hosea 11. When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and oh my God. I know. You've already said this. You've said this 9 million different ways, or the same, or kind of the same way. I get it. Israel was so great, and now it sucks. I understand. There's nothing. Why is this? Why? My brain meltdown cannot compute. Shutting down. My brain shutting down. As they called them, so they went from them. They sacrificed unto Baalim and burned incense unto graven images. Really? This is the first I'm hearing about. Hold on. You're telling me the Israelites worshipped other gods, despite you being the only real god? Well, this is incredible news. I don't know how to react to this. Why didn't you tell me for 5,000 pages? You know? I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. He shall not return into the land of Egypt, and the Assyrian king, or the Assyrian shall be his king, because they refused to learn to return. And the sword shall abide on its cities, and shall consume his branches, and devour them because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they called them to the Most High. None at all would exalt him. How shall I give thee up, Ephraim? How shall I deliver thee, Israel? How shall I make thee as Admah? How shall I set thee as Zeboim? Mine heart is turned within me, my repentings are kindled together. I will not execute the fierceness of mine anger. I will... It's weird, I had adopted an accent there for some reason, because I like misread both those words. I will not return to destroy Ephraim, for I am God, and not man, the Holy One in the midst of thee, and I will not enter into the city. They shall walk after the Lord. He shall roar like a lion, sting like a bee. He shall roar, then the children shall tremble from the west. They shall tremble as a bird out of Egypt, and as a drove out of the land of Assyria, and I will place them in their houses, saith the Lord. Ephraim compasseth me about with lies, and the house of Israel with deceit, but Judah yet ruleth with God, and is faithful with the saints. Hosea 12. Ephraim feedeth on wind, and followeth after the east wind. He daily increaseth lies and desolation. And they do make a covenant with the Assyrians, and oil is carried into Egypt. The Lord hath also a controversy with Judah, and will punish Jacob according to his ways. According to his doings he will recompense him. He took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us. Even the Lord God of hosts, the Lord is his memorial. Therefore turn thou to God. Keep mercy and judgment, and wait on thy God continually. He is a merchant. The balances of deceit are in his hand. He loveth to oppress. And Ephraim said, yet I am become rich. I have found me out substance. In all my labors they shall find none iniquity in me that were sin. And I that I am... Yeah, I'm drunk. Okay, I'm drinking more. This... A drinking game wherein you drinketh every time the Bible said that the Israelites worshipped other gods would result in death immediately. Catastrophic death. It's not even something you can do. It's just like, oh, you mean a drinking game where you just go like drink solidly for until you die? That's not really a drinking game. You know, it's like a drinking game. Like, oh, let's watch a movie and drink every time someone breathes. It's like, yeah, no, like we can't do that. That's just called drinking. As hard as you can. Where was I? Does it matter? I've also spoken by the prophet. Guys, we're so close. We're 10 weeks away, roughly. Something like that. 10, 11 weeks, whatever it is. From reading something very interesting. So this is like the end of a school year. You know, like we're like juniors in high school or college or whatever you want. Probably high school, because college is like you just work hard all the time. Mostly, if you're a good student. But anyway, high school, it's like the last week of high school, junior year. You're just like, who cares? It's going to be summer, you know? And then, I mean, senior year, you'll have to try. And that's like the New Testament. I mean, we're right now, these minor prophets, we're just coasting until the New Testament. And then we're going to get really down. You know, it's going to be our senior year, New Testament year. And we got to study hard. Read the New Testament so that we can get into college. That might have been very American-centric. I'm not sure. I'm sure systems are different in other parts of the world, but whatever. What can you do? Just translate it. Hit the translate. Google translate that into your school system. I've also spoken by the prophets, and I've multiplied visions and used similitudes by the ministry of the prophets. Is there iniquity in Gilead? Surely. They are vanity. They sacrifice bullocks in Gilgal. Yea. Their altars are as heaps in the furrows of the field. And Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife. And for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved. Ephraim provoked him to anger most bitterly. Therefore shall he leave his blood upon him, and his reproach shall his Lord return unto him. Well, Hosea is still going. Hosea 13. I think it might be like 14. Yeah. So for some reason, not sure why. I would be very curious what even the most creative of biblical scholars could really get out of these minor prophets. You know, because like I suspect a lot of the Bible, they're like, ooh, when he says this, he really means this. Or like, let's think about what this means and, you know, make it more broad. But when it's literally just like, oh, they worship Baal. Oh, they worship Baal. Oh, they're bad. It's like, what can you make out of that? It's just like, don't worship Baal, I guess. And the Lord said, don't worship Baal, worship me. End of entire Bible or Old Testament anyway. You know, there's just nothing. When Ephraim spake trembling, he exalted himself in Israel. But when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more and have made them molten images of their silver and idols according to their own understanding. All of the work of the craftsmen. They say of them, let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves. Therefore they shall be as the morning cloud and as the early dew that passeth away. As the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor, and as the smoke out of the chimney. Yet I am the Lord thy God from the land of Egypt, and thou shalt know no God but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know thee in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled, and they were filled, and their heart was exalted. Therefore they have forgotten me. Therefore I will be unto them as a lion, as a leopard, by the way I will observe them. I will meet them as a bear that is bereaved of her whelps, and I will rend the call of their heart, and I will devour them like a lion. The wild beast shall tear them. O Israel, thou hast destroyed thyself. But it wasn't the lion eating them, it was them, their fault. Is that how it works? But in me is thine help. I will be thy king. That where is any other that may save thee in all thy cities? Well, we could keep trying Baal. We've been worshiping Baal for a while now. He's pretty cool. And they thy judges of whom thou saidst, give me a king and princes. I gave thee a king in mine anger and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up. His sin is hid. The sorrows of a travailing woman shall come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he should not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plagues. O grave, I will be thy destruction. Repentance shall be hid from mine eyes. Though he be fruitful among his brethren, an east wind shall come, and the wind of the Lord shall come up from the wilderness. And his spring shall become dry, and his fountain shall be dried up, and he shall spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria shall become desolate, for she hath rebelled against her God. They shall fall by the sword, and their infants shall be dashed in pieces, and their women with child shall be ripped up. Hosea 14, we are just about done with Hosea. This is really short. Here we go, guys. Are we ready to really get some meaning out of life? O Israel, return unto the Lord thy God, for thou hast fallen by thine iniquity. Take with you words and return to the Lord. Say unto him, take away all iniquity and receive us graciously, so we will render the calves of our lips. Asher will not save us. We will ride upon horses, neither will we say any more to the work of our hands. Yea, are our gods, for in thee the fatherless findeth mercy. I will heal their backsliding. I will love them freely, for mine anger is turned away from him. I will be as the dew unto Israel. He shall grow as the lily. He can cast forth his roots as Lebanon. His branches shall spread, and his beauty shall be as the olive tree, and his smell as Lebanon. They that dwell under his shadow shall return, and they shall revive as the corn and grow as the vine. The scent thereof shall be as the wine of Lebanon. Ephraim shall say, what have I to do any more with idols? I have heard him and observed him. I am like a green fir tree. From me is thy fruit found. Who is wise, and he shall understand these things? Prudent, and he shall know them, for the ways of the Lord are right. And the just shall walk in them, but the transgressors shall fall within. Cool, that's Hosea, guys. I know your lives are changed from that. Man, that was really life-altering stuff. You know what I learned about? I learned about science. I learned about philosophy, just any topic, English. Okay, maybe not that topic. I learned about life. Oh, wait, no, I didn't learn anything. I learned nothing. Nothing was learned. Okay, Joel 1. New book, guys. Book of Joel. I was trying to do some research. However, it is literally three verses. There's not really much to it. It is pretty, I'll try to tell you some things. Joel is like, I don't know. There's nothing. No one knows when it was written for sure, because there's not really any references. It's just nothing. I don't know. Okay. I need to drink more. Mm-hmm. Joel 1. Now that I've given you guys the background you need, I've given you the background knowledge that we all need for this. The word of the Lord that came to Joel, the son of Pethuel. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, ye old inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell ye your children of it, and let your children tell their children, and their children another generation. That which the palmer worm hath left in the locust, okay. Collect yourself. That which the palmer worm hath left, hath the locust eaten. And that which the locust hath left, hath the cankerworm eaten. And that which the cankerworm left, hath the caterpillar eaten. Not sure why this is important. Awake, ye drunkards, and weep, and howl, all ye drinkers of wine. At least the writings of... Ooh, excuse me. That's the one problem with drinking. When you get, like, hiccups, be like... be like a classic cartoon drunk. Awake, ye drunkard. Oh, that's appropriate. Wow, that is divine... Lee inspired right there, guys. I'm starting to drink and get drunk, and it says, awake, ye drunkards, I'm converted, and weep, and howl, ye drinkers of wine. If he says sangria, I'm going to lose it. I really am. Because of the new wine, for it is cut off from your mouth. For a nation is come up upon my land, strong and without number, whose teeth are the teeth of a lion, and he hath the cheek teeth of a great lion. He hath laid my vine waste, and barked my fig tree. He hath made it clean bare, and hath cast it away. The branches thereof are made white. Lament like a virgin girded with sackcloth for the husband of her youth. The meat offering and the drink offering is cut off from the house of the Lord. The priests, the Lord's ministers, mourn. The field is wasted, the land mourneth, for the corn is wasted. The new wine is dried up, the oil languisheth. Be ashamed, O ye husbandmen! Howl, O ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley, because the harvest of the field is perished. The vine is dried up, the fig tree languisheth, the pomegranate tree, the palm tree also, the apple tree. This is just a basic description of the agriculture of the time. Even of the trees of the wild are withered, because joy is withered away from the sons of man. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Good night, you masters of, what is it, you children of the, I don't know. I haven't actually seen that movie. You princes of the something. What is that? Michael Caine. Good night. Here, I'm going to Google it just for fun. Nothing else is happening. Michael Caine. Oh, man. I'm drunk. Caine. Good night, you. Let's see. Good night. Cider House Rules. Oh, right. Yeah. What? Good night, you princes of Maine. There it is. Okay. Just checking. Oh, here we go. Quotes. I've never seen this. I've just seen references to it. Good night, you princes of Maine, you kings of New England. That's it? That's the entire quote? Oh, okay. I thought there's more. Well, no wonder I've never seen this movie. Anyway. Be ashamed, ye husbandmen. Howl, ye vine dressers, for the wheat and for the barley. Wait, I read that. Oh my God. The vine is dried up. What a waste of time. There's no more rape of my time than rereading the Bible. Oh my. Woo! Waste of time. The palm tree, also the apple tree, even in the fields of the tree, are withered because joy is withered away from the sons of men. Gird yourselves and lament, ye priests. Howl, ye ministers of the altar. Come, lie all night in sackcloth, ye ministers of my God. For the meat offering and the drink offering is withholden from your house of your God. Sanctify ye a fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather the elders and all the inhabitants of the land into the house of the Lord your God, and cry unto the Lord. Alas for the day! For the day of the Lord is at hand, and a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Is not the meat cut off before your eyes? Yea, joy and gladness from the house of our God. The seed is rotten under their clods. The garners are laid desolate, the barns are broken down, for the corn is withered. How do the beasts groan? The herds of cattle are perplexed because they have no pasture. Yea, the flocks of sheep are made desolate. Okay, all in all, things are bad. And I wonder why, guys. We're going to find out. O Lord, to thee I will cry, for the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness, and the flame hath burned all the trees of the field. The beasts of the field also cry unto thee, for the rivers of waters are dried up, and the fire hath devoured the pastures of the wilderness. Joel 2. Okay, last of the... Oh, man, this is kind of long. Gosh, dang it. Guys, we're so close. We were so close to being done, and then Joel 2 has to go and be long. All right. Adjust my mic. Sorry. Blow ye the trumpet in Zion, and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord cometh, for it is nigh at hand. You know, I just thought, it's funny that I'm complaining about the length of a chapter in a book that's three chapters. Maybe I shouldn't be complaining about that. A day of darkness and of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains, a great people and a strong. There hath not been ever the like, neither shall there be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. The land is as the Garden of Eden before them, and behind them a desolate wilderness. Yea, and nothing shall escape them. The appearance of them is as the appearance of horses, and as horsemen, so they shall run. Like the noise of chariots on the tops of mountains shall they leap, like the noise of a flame of fire that devoureth the stubble, as a strong people set in battle array. Before their face the people shall be much pained. All faces shall gather blackness. They shall run like mighty men. They shall climb the wall like men of war, and they shall march every one on his ways, and they shall not break their ranks. Neither shall one thrust another. They shall walk every one in his path, and when they fall upon the sword, they shall not be wounded. They shall also run to and fro in the city, and they shall run upon the wall. They shall climb up upon the houses. They shall enter in at the windows like a thief. The earth shall quake before them, the heavens shall tremble, the sun and the moon shall be dark, and the stars shall withdraw their shining. And the Lord shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of the Lord is great and very terrible, who can abide it? Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil. Who knoweth if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meat offering and a drink offering unto the Lord your God? Blow the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast and call a solemn assembly. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the children, and those that suck the breasts. Let the bridegroom go forth of his chamber, and the bride out of her closet. All right, I don't know what's happening here. Let's see if I can find a translation. The table represents some of the more... Oh, interesting. So Joel, between specific passages in Joel and passage quotes and allusions... So, Amos. Where's Amos? Oh, okay. There are many parallels of language between Joel and other... Okay, so it's saying... Sorry, I'm on the Wikipedia. It's saying Joel, like, there's a lot of instances of Joel using other prophets' phrases, which, yeah, obviously. All right, so what's happening here? Content. basically a call to national repentance in the face of God's judgment. Comparing the locusts to an army and revealing that they're God. So there's like a famine, there's like a bat, you know, there's like locust plague and drought. So things are bad. And then he's saying basically, oh, these locusts, they're actually God's army. They're here to punish us, which, yeah, sure, makes sense. And then they're just saying, turn to God. Guys, were you expecting anything else? Were you expecting anything deeper than these natural disasters are because we're bad, therefore turn to God? That's it. That's your content, ladies and gentlemen. That's it. Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar. Wait, oh man, where was I? I hope this is where I was. Spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thine heritage to reproach that the heathen shall rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, where is their God? Then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. Yea, the Lord will answer and say unto his people, behold, I will send you corn and wine and oil, and ye shall be satisfied therewith. And I will no more make you a reproach among the heathen. But I will remove far off from you the northern army, and will drive him into a land barren and desolate, with his face toward the east sea, and his hinder part toward the utmost sea, and his stink shall come up, and his ill savor shall come up, because he hath done great things. Fear not, O land, be glad and rejoice, for the Lord will do great things. Be not afraid, ye beasts of the field, for the pastures of the wilderness do spring, for the tree beareth her fruit, and the fig tree and the vine do yield their strength. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause you to come down to for you the rain. What? And he will cause to come down for you the rain. Oh yeah, that's pretty much what I said. That's more or less what I said. The former rain and the latter rain the first month. So he's saying like, oh, the drought will go away if you listen to God. And the floors shall be full of wheat, and the vats shall overflow with wine and oil, and I will restore you to the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm, and the caterpillar, and the palmer worm, my great army which I sent among you. Yeah, that's got to be a really, like, embarrassing. I'd rather just a real army come. Like, oh, cool, an army of caterpillars has killed us. That's really dignified. And ye shall eat in plenty, and be satisfied, and praise the name of the Lord your God, that hath dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. And ye shall know that I am in the midst of Israel, and I am the Lord your God, and none else, and my people shall ever never be ashamed. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old man shall dream dreams, your young men shall see visions, and also upon the servants and upon the handmaids, in those days will I pour out my spirit. And I will shew wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and the pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, and the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord come. And it shall come to pass that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem shall be deliverance, as the Lord hath said, and in the remnant whom the Lord shall call. All right, so that's 2/3 of Joel. Guys, I guess. All right, let's see if I need to thank any lovely, lovely people for being patrons. You know, you can support me, and I know you really need to support me for no other reason than for the fact that I'm forced to read this book. I mean, that's pretty brutal, guys. Would you wish this book upon your worst enemy? I don't think I would. I don't know. I mean, it's bad. So, let's see. Oh, I'm just noticing a few patrons had their payments declined for some reason. If you get a notification about that, kindly check it out. I don't know Patreon does that sometimes. It could be your card's expiration, or it could just be Patreon being dumb. But anyway, I'd like to thank, I'm going to say just Sean. I'm going to thank Sean. He requested to be anonymous, I think, if I'm getting the right person. Wait a minute. Yeah, I don't know. And then that's it. So if you want to become a patron and have me thank you awkwardly, please go to patreon.com/tnthebee and pledge for as little as nothing. For as little as virtually no money, you can support the show and ensure that it continues into the Quran and all that. And thank you so much for listening. And, what am I doing? I got to thank my top patrons. Guys, I've had sangria. I don't know if you know this, but I've had a bit to drink. Katie Quiznos, who's the best, top patron currently. Marcel, who's actually the best as well. I really love Marcel. Sean, who I just thanked. Sarah McPike, newer, I think, newish. Charles Bangwiener. John Bodley, Tom Chambers, Brian Gerford, Lee Primesberger, John P., David Vandervlies, and Travis Peterson, with honorable mention to Tor, Melkovic, and Heriberto. Thank you guys so much for your support. It's the best. I really appreciate you a lot. All right. Thank you guys, and I will see you next week.